Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Tracy, what sing-along from Disney are you doing today?
Today on Walt Disney sing-along is Sleeping Beauty. Lily, what kind of book are you reading?
I will be reading from my book, End of the Trail.
Sounds great. Josh, what recipe do you have for us today?
Today I'm going to be making crunchy peanut biscuits. Jack, what's your feature?
My feature is Game Chat with Jack and Jack.
Also, our Moving Up discussion will be talking about May Day. Come on, everyone, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shores and Disney's Walt Disney Sing-Along. This is a timeline of Walt Disney films. I'll be picking my favourite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too.
Which film have you chosen this week, Josie?
This week is another beautiful princess film, Sleeping Beauty. It was released in 1955.
And tell us about the film.
This is about the beautiful Princess Aurora, who has been raised on three kind fairies, because by the time she's 16, the curse between her and the wicked fairy, Maleficent, will be begun. She'll prick her finger and she'll fall asleep, but the only hope for her is the handsome Prince Charming to wake her up by true love's first kiss.
And which songs are in this film?
Well, number one is Hail to the Princess Aurora, because it's to celebrate the birth of the child. Number two is Scumps. It's about the king's drinking as they celebrate. Number three is Wooden Symphony, which is only instrumental, but I believe it's about where the three fairies prepare a surprise gift for Aurora. Number four is Bluebird, the most beautiful one ever. Even you can hear humming, but you have to imagine of Bluebird singing.
And which song are you going to sing for us today, Josie?
Number five, which is my favourite one, Once Upon a Dream. But first, I shall explain to you. The way you hear it, it's not only like dreaming, it's like floating in midair, which I prefer that one the most. And now I shall sing it to you straight away.
Take it away, Josie.
I know you, I woke you with once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eyes is so familiar gleam. And I know it's true, the passions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you do. You love me at once the way you did once upon a dream.
Bravo!
Yes, thank you both. This has been Josie's Shores for Disney Sing Along. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and this week I'm going to be making crunchy peanut cookies.
Oh, lovely. I love peanuts. What ingredients do you need, Josh?
You will need one medium egg, 100 grams of unsalted butter, soft brown sugar, and crunchy peanut butter. You also need 150 grams of self-raising flour, half a teaspoon of baking powder, and 50 grams of puffed rice cereal.
Okay, what do we have to do with all these lovely ingredients?
You will need to heat the oven to 190 degrees, or gas mark 5. Use paper towel to wipe a little oil over two baking trays. Break two eggs into a small bowl, beat it well with a fork. Put the butter and sugar into a bowl, beat them until they are creamy. Add the egg little at a time, beat it after each addition to stop the mixture getting lumpy. Add the peanut butter to the mixture and beat it until well mixed in, then sift the flour and baking powder over the mixture. Stir everything together. Put the puffed rice cereal onto a plate, scoop up heaped teaspoons of the mixture, and shape it into a ball with your hands. Put it on top of the cereal. Roll the mixture into the cereal to cover it. Flatten it very slightly and place it on one of the baking trays. Make more balls and place them on the baking trays. bake the cookies for 20 minutes, leave them on the baking trays for 5 minutes, then use a spatula to lift them onto a wire rack.
Do you know, they sound really nice. I like the sort of crunchy biscuits.
Hello, this is Game Chat with Jack and Jack.
What game are we talking about this week?
This is called The Forest, and it's a digital download, and it was released in 2014, but now recently on the PS4 in 2018.
Now, what this game is about is a survival game which is set in a forest after a plane crash, and you've got to collect things in order to survive.
It's a bit like Minecraft, where you can build your own houses and make your own food and that, so make sure to look out on the age rating as well, considering it is PA18 as well.
And even as I played this probably like in 2014, probably like when it was released, I guess it has quite a few many changes in a way.
Such as updates and sort of change the software a bit from like bugs and lag and whatnot.
So the rating we probably give is a 7.5.
Yeah, I would say me and Jack would rate this game 7.5 out of 10. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you next week.
See you later.
Spring is well underway by the time May Day comes round, and in many ways, the day is a celebration of the new life all around and the warm months to come.
Traditional English May Day celebrations include Morris dancing, crowning the May Queen, and dancing around a maypole.
Morris dancing is nearly always men who are dressed in white with bells on their costumes. They also carry scarves and long wooden sticks and dance to loud music.
Maypole dancing, children dance around a tall pole decorated with long, colourful flowing ribbons. The aim of the dance is to create a detailed pattern.
Traditionally, each village would crown a May Queen in honour of the Roman goddess Flora.
The May pole dance has roots in Roman Britain around 2,000 years ago, when the soldiers celebrated spring by dancing around decorated trees.
Girls would make a special point of washing their faces in the dew of the early morning. They believed this made them very beautiful for the following year.
May Day is also a day for large marches by people in big cities, like London, demanding workers' rights.
In 1644, members of Parliament banned all festivities on May Day.
The international distress signal, May Day, has nothing to do with the 1st of May. It's from the French, Venez May Day, meaning, come help me.
Listen with Lily, a serialization of End of the Trail by me, Lily Sheff. Part 1, Trails Entwined. My name is Evelyn Glenwood. I am 15 years old, and this is my story. At least I think it is. It may be just fragments of a dream. New home, new place, new life. Dad's car weaves through the streets. Not far now, he calls back to the three of us. I look out across the mountains that hug the twinkling town. The trees follow the line of the street. I can see a blue-white light dancing on running water. This place is so beautiful, I say as we turn onto our street. Nettle Creek is our new adventure, honey, Mum says. This is it, Dad says. He pulls up to an Elizabethan-styled house. I step out and look up at this beautiful house. Come on, Evie, take something up, Mum shouts. I bend and scoop up a box of books. Inside the house, there is a wide staircase leading up. Your bedroom is on the right, Mum calls to me. I reach to the top and open the door. Everything I have will look good in here. After we have helped carry in our things, Mum calls from the kitchen. Want some tea, anyone? I shout back. Yes, please. Where are the sheets? Here. Nigel, my twin brother, appears and helps me make up my bed. Later, I fall asleep in my new room, wondering what living in Nettle Creek will be like. The next morning, I go for a walk. The sky is a clear, pale blue and overlooks the towering pines and elms. With my bare feet,
I walk along a path, clutching my sandals. Sunlight streams through the childlike clouds. I make my way along the cliff path, looking over the edge and seeing the glistening ocean below. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Join me next week to find out more about Evelyn's journey.
Well, we enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. Now, what's happening next week?
Next week on Josie's Walt Disney Pillon Sing-Along, we'll be coming out about a new jungle story. What you're going to do next week, Lily?
Next week on Listening with Lily, I will be reading the next chapters of my book, End of the Trail.
This is the Movie Art Show, part of the Four Piece Project on Vectis Radio and the Arvite College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.